And he said, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you not, oh, you're just the man for the job. I will make you. I will teach you. I will guide you. I will show you new things. Things you don't even know you're capable of. We will be in a relationship. Follow me. I believe that's what that means. So would you call yourself a follower of Christ, a disciple? God knows you so well. Warts and all, we're set apart, an individual who has particular gifts, skills and life experience, that when put into relationship with Christ, you will become a fisher of men. There's another time in the Bible where the story is about fishing, almost a repeat of the first. This time Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection. And that's in John 21. And from the beginning bit, it says, later Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Lake of Galilee. And this is how it happened. A group of us were there, Simon Peter, Thomas, the twin, Nathanael, from Cana in Galilee, my brother James and I, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. We'll come too, we all said. We did, but caught nothing all night. At dawn, we saw a man standing on the beach, but we couldn't see who he was. He called, any fish, boys? No, we replied. Then he said, throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get plenty of them. So we did. We couldn't draw in the net because of the weight of the fish because there were so many. Then I said to Peter, it is the Lord. And at that, Simon Peter put on his tunic, for he had stripped down to his waist, and jumped into the water and swam ashore. The rest of us stayed in the boat and pulled the loaded net to the beach about 300 feet away. When we got there, we saw that the fire was kindled and fish were frying on it. And there was bread. Bring some of the fish you've just caught, Jesus said. So Simon Peter went out and dragged the net ashore. By the count, there was 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. Now come and have some breakfast, Jesus said. And none of us dared to ask him if he was really the Lord, for we were quite sure of it. Then Jesus went around serving us the bread and fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared, to us since his return from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me more than these others? Yes, Peter replied, you know I am your friend. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, said Peter, you know I am your friend. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Once more he said to him, Simon, son of John, are you even my friend? Peter was grieved at the way that Jesus had asked the question. This third time, Lord, you know my heart. You know I am. You know I am, he said. And Jesus said, then feed my little sheep. Feed my little sheep. So then further down towards the end, it says, when you are young, you are able to do as you liked and go where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will direct you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know what kind of death he would die to glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. Again, that follow me. So, how would you describe yourself? Maybe a disciple? Would you say, yes, Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. Teach me to be a fisher of men. Three times Peter had denied even knowing Jesus, just as Jesus said he would. But Jesus says to him, you are the rock on which I will build the church. Do you think you aren't good enough? You've made mistakes you can't repair. Do you think you don't deserve to be forgiven? Well, God's grace is bigger than that. We live in this me generation. It's all about me. It's all about us, what we can achieve. Well, it's not. It's all about Jesus. God knew you before you were even born. He blessed you with gifts that some of you don't even know you have yet. And he's calling you by your name. He's inviting you. Come, follow me. And he'll make you fishers of men. When you accept Jesus' invitation, who do you say you are? He says you're forgiven. He says you're free. He says you are valued. He says you're blessed. He says you are a child of Christ. Who do you say you are? Can we watch that clip? This clip's not a very good quality, but yeah, listen to the words. Yeah, that funny but kind of gets the message across, yeah. So let's pray. Yeah, Lord, You died for us when we didn't deserve it, Lord. But you chose that for us, Lord. You chose to make a way, Lord, for us. So, Lord, today I ask you, Lord, to come into our hearts, Lord, and make us fishers of men. We want to be more than Christians. We want to be more than believers. We want to be more than followers. Lord, help us to be the disciples that you designed us to be. Oh, Lord, guide our way, Lord. Show us how to be the disciples you intended us to be. Lord, we pray this in your mighty name. Amen.